Sherry Attila is a wellness educator who has helped thousands of families to better health. Through individual consultations, group presentations, and CDs, she is able to give people information so they can make thoughtful and informed choices about their health. Sherry will be sharing information on a subject that is vital for people to understand. Candida is a fungus, and it is among us. Join us as she introduces you to this terrorist who is invading bodies, from children to adults. She will take you through the journey of building healthy soldiers, fighting the battle, recovery territory, and living in health. Sherry Attila, there's a fungus among us.
I want to welcome everybody to this evening where we're going to be talking about Candida. So we're going to look at Candida this evening, and I'm going to go through basically an outline to give you an idea of the information that's going to be covered. First, we're going to look at what exactly is Candida. Then we're going to look at what causes it. We're going to look exactly at what it does to the body, to the immune system, to the gastrointestinal tract. We're going to look at the symptoms that people are dealing with that have this problem. We're going to look at the ways, natural ways, to be able to combat this problem. We're going to look at specific nutritional supplementation that's going to be able to really help take care of the digestive disturbance that's caused the problems with the mucosal membrane. We're going to be able to look at the diet types of restrictions that are going to be necessary if there is a very high level of overgrowth. We're going to look at some maintenance issues once you may have treated yourself naturally, and we'll try and work some time in for some questions. So that's the outline of how we're going to be working with this. Also, whoever invited you to this call, if you do not have some of the handouts that I'm going to be referencing, you would be able to get the handouts. And for those that will be listening in our group, you're going to be able to get them on email very easily and through FrontRunners. Okay, let's look at what this nasty, I actually call him a terrorist. And when we look at what Candida is, it sounds very simple. It sounds like it shouldn't cause the havoc that it does. But this single-celled organism, which there are 9 basic different types of Candida that can cause disease, Candida albicans is the most prevalent and the one that we find in most overgrowth situations. And this terrorist-type organism actually lives in all of us. But because of different types of problems and lifestyle issues, diet issues, pregnancy issues, this single-celled organism, which is a fungus or a yeast, actually can grow to a point where it has totally taken over. If you look at good, healthy flora in your intestinal tract as soldiers, and you look at the Candida as the kind of soldier or terrorist that you do not want, that'll give you kind of a visual picture of what happens in the gut. And when we talk about gut issues, you have to understand that your body basically is one big long tube from your mouth to your rear end. And in the middle is all of the intestinal tract. And that's where this Candida can thrive. Candida also, as we're looking at how it functions, it starts as a very small round spore in the intestinal tract. And as it grows, and if the conditions are ripe to have it grow to a place where it actually takes over from the good, healthy intestinal flora, it begins to grow thread-like substances called hypha. They're like branches, and inside each one of the branches are toxins that are irritants to the cells. And these branches actually put holes into the intestinal wall. Now, that sort of gives you an idea of what this little organism does. And we're going to really look at how do we get to the place where the toxins are being formed? How do we get to the place where the overgrowth begins to take over and all of the issues of symptoms and illness begin to happen? The reason for yeast overgrowth is there are quite a few, and I'm going to give you a list, and then I'm going to talk about some of the most prevalent, the things that really I find as I work with clients have caused the majority of the damage. The overuse and misuse of antibiotics is number one on the list, especially as I've been dealing with children. Steroid use, all cortisone drugs, birth control pills, chemotherapy, refined carbohydrate diets, assaults on the immune system from illnesses, especially things like mono. Also, if a person has a diabetic condition, lots of stress in a person's life is going to cause major problems with an overgrowth. We find that this is one of the major causes as we're dealing with men. Also, low thyroid conditions. When we are finding that we're dealing with a person with low thyroid, that really can cause some problems in this overgrowth. Other issues are when a woman is pregnant, and the more pregnancies that she's had and the higher levels of progesterone that are in the body, we find that many women, and I've worked with a Hasidic Jewish group of women in the Brooklyn area, we found because of the high number of pregnancies, we were dealing with lots of candida overgrowth in the moms, and then the systemic toxins that were produced by the candida actually were being passed to babies. Also, chlorinated water. If you're not drinking purified water, the chlorine affects the GI tract, and it affects the ability for the healthy intestinal bacteria, the good soldiers, to fight off an overgrowth. When we look at the levels of sugar in a body, the higher the level of sugar, the higher the growth of candida. I like to give an analogy for people. If you've ever made bread, you know that yeast is the activator in bread that's going to allow it to rise. And in the situation with candida, when the activator for that yeast for bread and the activator that really grows the candida in the body is sugar. And so we want to be very careful on the levels of sugar in the body. All right, let's look at some of the specifics, especially as we're looking at the antibiotic levels in a person's body. One of the things that we have found, there was a study that was published in the Journal of Clinical and Experimental Allergy Journal, and they were looking at, because there was a real concern over the, they used the word indiscriminate use of antibiotics. And as they were looking at this, the conclusion from looking at antibiotic use specifically in the first year of a child's life, they found that children given antibiotics during this time had a ratio of 4 times more likely to develop asthma symptoms than children who have never taken antibiotics. And as we have worked with children that have had antibiotics, we have seen that the underlying factor for the asthma conditions has been the candida overgrowth. They found that when they were looking at the broad spectrum antibiotics, as they came into clinical usage in the 1960s, then their increase actually coincides with the time trends for the increasing prevalence of asthma. And as they're looking at this, they are really stating, and this was one of the statements, they said that the reason for this is that broad spectrum antibiotics alter and reduce healthy bowel flora and thus switch off the immunological signals that these gut bacteria send to the developing immune system. And this is a huge problem. And you couple that with the fact that not only does that intestinal flora not be able to give your signals, since your healthy soldiers are your first line of defense for the immune system, then the candida takes over and knocks out more of these good guys. And another way that we are getting antibiotics, not just by taking it for disease conditions like earaches that children are dealing with, is we are getting residue effects of antibiotics every time we eat dairy and any poultry or meat that has been given the antibiotic injections. Our dairy cows many times are given this, our poultry, our beef. And Tufts University in 2001 gave some statistics. 25 million pounds of antibiotics were used annually on livestock that are not truly sick. Now compare that in the same year in 2001, 3 million, which is still a lot, 3 million pounds were used on sick humans. But 25 million. And when we're especially using cheeses, butters, milks in our dairy products, as we get this and from our meats, our body actually stores these residues in the fat cells of the body. It affects liver health. It affects the healthy flora, the good soldiers, and then is one of the major reasons for allowing the overgrowth of this candida terrorist to grow in the body. I had mentioned sugar as being sort of a ingredient for a breeding ground of candida. And in 1967, that's the year when high fructose corn syrup became available. And boy, do we see that on so many labels. It was estimated that U.S. consumption for sweeteners in 1985, we consumed, Americans consumed 128.8 pounds of sugar per person per year. That was in 85. In 1999, that figure reached 158.4 pounds of sugar per person per day. They're looking at 34 teaspoons per day. Now, when you look at diet issues with the antibiotics in our dairy and meat, we look at the sugar consumption, we are setting ourselves up for gut problems and the overgrowth of candida in our bodies, and especially in our children's bodies. All right, let's look at some of the symptoms, what the candida actually does to our bodies. We have inflammatory reactions, and those include allergies and asthma, eczema, sinus problems. I want to talk to you at this point as we're looking at the kinds of symptoms, the kind of problems, and go to the picture that I created for you as I explained that these yeast branches actually pit little holes into the mucosal membrane of your intestinal tract. Then what happens is as your body is eating food, undigested proteins can get into the bloodstream. And your body looks at it and says, this isn't supposed to be here. So it begins the process of making an antibody to fight the actual food particles that are getting into your bloodstream. It is one of the key reasons for allergies, food allergies that we are seeing that's just becoming rampant in children. And as I work with clients, I find kids that go on this antibiotic cycle have, because of the earaches, with no help to the intestinal flora, they don't even know this is a silent terrorist that's going on in their system, pitting these holes. Then we see so many of these kids that begin to develop the food allergies. We see many that are dealing with the asthma conditions as not only the food particles and undigested proteins get into the body, but the actual toxins. These yeast make a toxin that then goes through those holes in the intestinal tract and travels throughout the body to the lungs. It likes mucosal membrane. It loves to settle in that. And if you move your tongue around your mouth, you will feel what mucosal membrane tissue feels like. It's going to travel to the lungs. It's going to travel to the vaginal tract. It's going to travel to the stomach. It's going to travel to the sinus cavity. And these toxins are going to cause major problems with the sinusitis issues. And also, as you have your body looking at all of this stuff that's coming through, leaking into the intestinal tract, your body's immune system then has to go on all alert 24/7, and for many people for years, and many times you have complete immune system breakdown. We also have, in the early stages, symptoms of just basic fatigue. Nutrients aren't able to be absorbed as well. We have general toxicity to the entire system. We also look and find many symptoms for women, a vaginal discharge with itching. Also, rectal itching is a very common symptom. For men, they may find fungus in the form of jock itch. For children, thrush on the inside of the mouth. Fungus in the nails and toes. Itching in the ear. This is one, also, it likes to settle in the ear cavity. Athlete's foot. Acne and rosacea, issues on the skin, eczema rashes, sensitivity to chemicals, odors, perfumes. Many times we begin to see the inflammatory bowel problems. We see bloating, gas, indigestion, going back between constipation and diarrhea. We see issues of problems with all of the inflammatory bowel, the inflammatory issues, sometimes people that are dealing with Crohn's disease, as we work with them and questionnaires and find out that they have high levels of candidas. All of the inflammatory bowel issues are going to be increased or started by this bowel overgrowth of the candida getting and not having any of the good healthy flora to protect from inflammatory bowel conditions. Many times just the aches and pains in the body that people have because of the toxins that have become systemic through the body that the candida has actually created. Now, another issue that we have found, and I want to bring up some information, and this is where you may want to actually draw this little diagram I'm going to talk about. Dr. William G. Crook, a man who has written the book The Yeast Connection and also a book, Dr. Crook's discusses hyperactivity and ADD. Many of the ADD and ADHD children, the reason for the issues that they're dealing with, which are really increasing their problems, are because of the candida overgrowth. So let's write some words with some arrows so you can follow the pattern. Children develop an ear infection. Write an arrow over to the word antibiotics. That's the protocol that's given to them. Write an arrow down to wipes out friendly bacteria. That's what the antibiotics does. Now another arrow down to candida multiplies. And with the candida multiplying, you need to write two arrows. One of the arrows is going to say toxins. The other arrow is going to say leaky gut. Now we will follow the leaky gut. That is the description, the name of what I described to you of the pitting of the intestinal tract and letting food particles and the toxicity levels into the gut. Leaky gut syndrome is a basis of many problems for ADD and ADHD children. When leaky gut happens, the food allergens are absorbed. You can take that arrow up to hyperactivity, attention deficit disorder. So many of the responses of hyperactivity are because of food allergies, and that happens because of leaky gut and candida. Now let's go back to the arrow from candida multiplies to the word toxins. Some other problems happened when the toxins are going through the intestinal tract. Number one, it weakens the immune system. Remember the study. Your good, healthy soldiers cannot give off the signals to immune system command to have them take care of the problems. And so the immune system is weakened. Once the immune system is weakened, guess what? Reoccurring ear infections. And the cycle continues over and over and over. When we look at our children's health, this is something that I am dealing with on a daily basis with moms. I am dealing with young children with thrush issues, especially with mothers that are candida carriers. When a nursing mom has passed on some of the candida toxicity, many times the children are going to be getting, your infants are going to be getting the thrush, which is that thick white plaque on the throat and tongue. And if a mom has got a problem with her gut, then we're going to see that this can be passed on to kids. Nursing is a very good way to prevent the issues with gut problems for children if mom's not the carrier. And so this is something that I always encourage moms to do when they're going to be breastfeeding, but I have learned that we need to ask our clients and have them fill out a candida questionnaire. We need to have them fill out a wellness profile. The number of pregnancies are also, if we're dealing with a mom that's on her fourth or fifth pregnancy, we're going to find that she may be a more likely candidate to be a carrier and to have thrush issues and problems with nursing. And so we want to really work with moms during pregnancy, before pregnancy, to be able to make sure that they are not going to be having to have candida in their system, which can also give a lot more morning sickness issues. It is definitely going to hurt the assimilation of nutrients and the growth of babies. We find more low birth weight babies when there's major problems for moms in this area. Another problem we find when there is a candida overgrowth in the body, and this is a very important point to understand for problems in heart health issue. We have found through a lot of studies that CoQ10, the enzyme, and Shackley's product to help us get the CoQ10 enzyme is CoQ Heart. Well, CoQ10, that enzyme that is so important for healthy heart tissue, the muscle, is absolutely affected when there is a candida overgrowth. There was a study that was printed by Dr. Elmer Crone looking at, in this booklet, in 2001, Medical Hypotheses. As they had been working and studying heart patients that needed to be given CoQ10, they found that if there was an overgrowth of candida albicans in the GI tract, that it was hindering the availability and also interfering with therapeutic effects of the CoQ10. And this made a huge clinical problem, and in terms of how to administer what types of drugs, because all of the heart drugs affected the CoQ10 absorption. They definitely know that statin drugs lower that in heart health and increases the problems for heart attacks, high blood pressure. And so they have found that it's very important when you're dealing with also senior citizens, when you're dealing with anyone that may have high cholesterol issues, when you're dealing with people that have heart history health issues in their family, maybe some genetic conditions, we've got to start giving some candida questionnaires to people in that area, because we're going to find that even if they're taking CoQ10, they're not going to be absorbing it if they are having any issues of candida overgrowth. This is a huge problem that we're seeing. And so we need to be working as people that are trying to help through nutritional symptomology and questionnaires, which have been working great. We've got to start working more in this area for heart health also. Another area that we need to look at is that the liver actually begins to become overwhelmed when people have candida overgrowth because of the toxicity level. Your liver is your blood cleanser for the body. And for many people that I've worked with, as I've done histories of antibiotic use, and it goes way back, years and years back, where they had antibiotics, they never reestablished healthy flora by taking anything like an acidophilus and bifidus supplement. They never did anything like that. They've used all kinds of drugs, and they've done it for years. And their toxicity level, the systemic level of toxins that the candida has produced, that all of the allergens in the blood have produced, have really weakened the liver in their body. So this is another problem that we have to work with. And this can be turned around also. All of these things that I'm talking about, though they may be overwhelming happening as you're listening and as you're thinking, oh my gosh, of yourself or of clients that you've worked with. Everything can be turned around. We're almost at the end of the hard part of what we're listening, and then we can get into the exciting part of how we can actually help people and turn this around. But the final area that I really need to talk about that we have seen major problems is in working with autoimmune disease patients. In all arthritis, whether it's osteo or rheumatoid, in fibromyalgia, and in all other inflammatory type issues, all autoimmune diseases, we are now finding, and people like Diane Potocki, a nutritionist who's really worked in the clinical area of helping people with autoimmune diseases. And as I've worked in the last 12 years with the wellness profile, any person that had been diagnosed with an autoimmune disease, the scores that they had in the section on yeast in the wellness profile and the scores that they had on the Candida questionnaire were off the charts. Diane Potocki has actually stated in several seminars that I have listened to that she believes beyond a shadow of a doubt that some of the immune system breakdown, not just in low resistance to disease, but in actual the body turning against itself, which is the basis of these autoimmune diseases, is the candida overgrowth in the gut and the toxicity levels that have been in the bloodstream, the weakening of the liver, and the immune system just totally shuts down and then actually begins attacking the body. And so this is a very important area when we're trying to prevent autoimmune diseases. When we see scores for people of yeast on the wellness questionnaire that are high, I am going to talk to them very straight. I'm not going to sugarcoat things. I'm going to be very honest in letting them know they have to clear up the yeast issues, because it is a condition that can eventually, left untreated, break the immune system down and create the basis for autoimmune diseases. And for those people that we work with that have an autoimmune disease, we must help them begin to turn this around. Because what we have found is that without treating the candida, the levels of nutrients that these people with autoimmune diseases have to be taking on a daily basis are so high that many of them become discouraged, and it doesn't get to the bottom of the problem. It doesn't find the cause of immune system breakdown. And so we've got to help people with the immune system autoimmune issues to take care of the candida issues, and they are going to be able then to have major help with the symptom levels. They're going to get a much better response to a better diet, a much better response to the Shaklee supplementation that they're going to be using, and their immune system health is going to be able to respond in higher resistance to disease, so that they're going to be able to fight things off, and they're not going to be relying on drugs, which just is going to continue to compound the problem. So as we look at these issues, this, and you can probably see why I've labeled this guy a terrorist. And now I want to really get into looking at how can we, in natural ways, turn this around. And I have been looking for years to go as natural as possible. There are some testings. I've alluded through this call to the questionnaires, the Candida questionnaire, the wellness profile questionnaire, which is filled out and then fed into the computer that helps to give us levels of nutritional deficiencies, weaknesses in glands and organs, gives us levels of high levels or very high levels of yeast. Also, a home test, a saliva test, can be given, and this can be sent via email to people to be able to help them to determine some of these things. Many times, just by listening to the questionnaire, you know, listening to the symptoms that are on the questionnaire, they're going to be able to see, oh my gosh, you know, I have a lot of these things, if they know that they're related to candida overgrowth. Now, as I have been working in the last 12 years specifically to find a protocol that's going to be as natural as possible, I have worked, and I want to give you just a little background before I get into exactly what we found works the best. Because There are many great herbals that have helped. Things like oil of oregano, that is a yeast fungus killer. Padiaco tea, myrrh, garlic. Our Shaklee garlic is a powerful antifungal and it will kill yeast. And for many people who have decided that they maybe want to do the yeast kill a little faster, they've gone with fungicides, actual drugs that kill the candida. But what we have found, not only is candida a terrorist, when you begin to kill it, he turns into a kamikaze pilot. Because the toxicity level that he makes when he's alive is nothing to the toxicity level when you begin to kill him. And one of the issues that I found as I continued to work with clients, and I worked with as many natural methods as I could, was that the die-off effects were almost worse, if you can believe it, than the symptoms of the yeast that they were dealing with. The gas, the bloating, the sometimes incredible cramping. When the yeast was dying off, they would make these toxins before they would die. And as the gut was not healed yet, they would actually put this higher level into the bloodstream. And we began to see many types of rashes and increased itching and migraine type headaches during the dump. And so I realized that because of all the problems that I saw, if you continue to have yeast, as we worked with killing it, it was so painful for people. And I kept looking. And finally, I was introduced to one of the only non-Shaklee products that I actually recommend for people. And we support it with the entire regimen of nutrition for Shaklee that I'm going to be speaking about. But I need to talk to you about this product. And the title and the name is Candex. It is a product that if you were invited to this call, that the person that invited you can give information on how to get this product. There has been some clinical testing on this, which was very important as I looked into a product. And I want to give you the information concerning how this works. And I have had such fantastic results in the actual getting rid phase of the yeast without the die-off toxins. This was the key that we found. The reason is because this product is an enzyme-based product. Nothing that we have in Shaklee has this type of an enzyme. We have digestive enzymes. We do not have the enzymes that actually will eat the cellulose layer that protects the yeast and then gobbles this yeast up. So he cannot be able to produce this toxin that makes people so much sicker. And when you're working with this, then you're not going to be having all those die-off symptoms that I described. We've been able to work with young children. We've been able to work with senior citizens. We've been able to get some very consistent results using this as the basis of getting rid of the yeast overgrowth in the body. And then we began to work on all of the repair work that has to take place because the damage with yeast overgrowth has been legion. The immune system, as I mentioned, has been impaired. The mucosal membrane wall has been pitted and impaired. The ability of the liver to function has been impaired. Mucosal membrane all over the body, the longer the yeast has been present, has been impaired. And so we need to go through the process of healing. One of the first things that we need to do, besides using the Candex, and the protocol for that is using 2 of the capsules as soon as you wake up, taking it on an empty stomach, and 2 before you go to bed, and you want to make sure that you have an hour or two where there's been no food eaten. And you're able to use this for children. We've experimented with several different protocols and have gotten great results. The manufacturer gives a recommendation of a half of a capsule used twice a day for every 40 pounds of body weight. And we have found for younger kids, I've worked with kids that were less that, and we were giving one capsule per day. For little infants, we definitely would just use a half. But one capsule has been very good, and we've been able to get some great results of getting rid of that candida. And then, as we begin to heal the gut, the first product that we need to look at is the Shaklee Optiflora, which is our wonderful product that gives and guarantees, the only product on the market that can guarantee live delivery of millions of healthy soldiers. We're going to take back territory that these terrorists have worked at taking over. And the candida will be taken care of by the Candex, and also the Acidophilus and Bifidus, the healthy bacteria that's in the Optiflora, will also fight and get rid of the candida. So we're going to reestablish healthy flora. That's going to click in the beginning of rebuilding the immune system. And the one suggestion that we found is very important is that the Shaklee Optiflora product is a two-part product, a prebiotic and a probiotic. We do not recommend the prebiotic, the powder, which is the food, because it actually, some of the ingredients will actually create more toxin production by the candida. And also the Optiflora may grow a little too fast as it's feeding on this. And so we find that it's better to have just the pearl, at least two per day, as we're dealing and working with adults, and one pearl for a young infant. And then wait for at least 30 days to begin to give the prebiotic, which will then help with the food that feeds and helps to continue with the growth of the good, healthy soldiers that are needed. For a baby, you can give this pill. It's a tiny little pearl the size of a BB, and you can actually soak it in warm water. The stomach acids in a young infant and a young child are not as devastating to actually kill the healthy bacteria. And so if you will mash this, you can actually get it to the child, and you're going to be able to get a lot of, in every single pearl, of that healthy flora into the system, even though it has to pass through the stomach acids. For an adult, because of our patented triple encapsulation, we get every one of those live babies right in there. And those soldiers are healthy, and you don't have any stomach acid problems. You don't have storage issues. This is a very, very temperamental, these good healthy soldiers, and most other Acidophilus bifidus products, by the time that bottle is opened, you're going to be having very few, and when you put it through the stomach acids, very few live flora are actually able to be ingested. So the Optiflora is incredibly important to begin to take back the intestinal tract. And then we need to focus on healing the mucosal membrane in the stomach, and especially in the intestinal tract that has been pitted. And the way we have found to do this is with Shaklee's alfalfa. We create a tea out of this. This combination of using a tea, 5 alfalfa and 1 zinc, and doing it 3 times a day for an adult, is so powerful. I have worked with people that actually had stomach ulcers, and the ulcers in a stomach are much, much bigger than the tiny pits that the candida creates in the intestinal tract. And we have been able to heal the ulcers. This alfalfa tea also helps to work with ulcerated colitis because it's loaded with chlorophyll. And we find it better in a tea format. I've worked with several missionaries who have had major antibiotic, antifungal, so many drugs to try and kill parasites and fungus and bacteria that have been picked up on the mission fields, and just ripped up the gut, both stomach lining and intestinal lining. And we've been able to heal that lining using this alfalfa tea with zinc. Zinc is a mineral that is used for wound healing. It is extremely important when we're trying to have any type of a healing of an open wound. And so that's what an ulcer, that's what these pits are in the mucosal membrane. The chlorophyll works on healing that tissue, and so do the trace minerals that are loaded in the alfalfa. Now, the other healing nutrient is the Shaklee Carotamax. This is our carotenoid complex, beta-carotene and all of the other carotenes. Mucosal membrane tissue will heal as you give the Carotamax. It's extremely important to give for an adult. You're going to be working with 3 to 4 a day is what the levels we've had to find to begin to really heal the gut. Also, if we find the extremes, the Crohn's, the ulcerated colitis, the things like this, we also need to work with the anti-inflammatories, which are the essential fatty acids. This is also extremely important in healing of the candida issues in the gut and also other body tissues in mucosal membrane that have been affected for anyone with the autoimmune diseases. Our gamma linoleic acid, the epipistanic, which that's a really hard one, long word to say, but our EPA, the omega-3 fatty acids, these are natural anti-inflammatories and are essential when we're dealing with people that we find have the autoimmune diseases, their candida levels are high, and we've got to work with the anti-inflammatories. These things will help to heal the gut. And so that is an extremely important part of this process of getting rid of the candida, getting good soldiers into the body, and healing the tissues and the mucosal membrane. We also need to work with healing and making sure that our liver is going to be functioning at optimal level, because we've got to clear up all the systemic toxins that have been passed through the body. But we do not recommend using the Shaklee DTX for a person that has a very high score of candida in the first 2 or 3 weeks. We need to get rid of it. We need to get the chlorophyll in there. It is a natural body deodorizer, and it also is a natural blood cleanser, and it is going to help the person that has the liver issues. Because one of the things we found, if we have them taking the Shaklee Liver DTX too soon, it is such a powerful product that the liver will really begin cleaning up in almost too fast, and more toxins that the fat cells have stored will start pumping into the blood. And so we find, let's clean, let's heal, let's get rid of some of the candida. We will do a liver cleanse with the DTX, but I find that if I do it within the 3rd or 4th week, my client is going to be much happier. I also encourage they take it before bedtime. We're going to find a much better ability for them not to be fatigued or tired. When the liver does a toxin cleanse, when it does a regeneration, there can be some more fatigue. And so we encourage people to be taking that. And Dr. Brouse encourages people to take the DTX before bed when there's some serious issues of immune system breakdown like we see with some of the systemic candida problems. Now, it is also essential, if you're dealing with people who have major constipation issues, there's a whole nother area of toxicity that can also back up taking the Shaklee Liver DTX too soon. It is such a help to heal the gut. Fatty acids. This is also extremely important in healing. Mucosal membrane tissue will heal. That's like Shaklee's alfalfa. We create a tea out of this. This combination of using a tea, 5 alfalfa and 1 zinc, and doing it through gamma linoleic acid, the epipistanic, which that's a really hard one, long word to say, but our EPA, the omega, and just ripped up the gut, both stomach lining and intestinal lining, is an incredible issues. This is a very, very temperamental, these good healthy soldiers, and most other acidophile of that healthy flora into the system, even though it has to pass through the stomach acids. For an adult, because of our patented triple encapsulation, we get every one of those devastating to actually kill like this. We also need to work with the to give for an adult, you're going to be working with 3 to 4 a day is what the levels we've had to find to begin to really heal the gut. Is the Shaklee Carotamax. This is our carotenoid complex, beta carotene, and all of these ulcer. That's what these pits are in the mucosal membrane. The chlorophyll picked up on the mission fields. They've been able to heal the ulcers. This alfalfa tea also helps to work with ulcerated colitis, much bigger than the tiny pits that the candida creates in the intestinal tract. Create a tea out of this. This combination of using a tea, 5 alfalfa and 1 zinc, and doing it 3 times a day for an adult is sick, and especially in the intestinal tract that has been pitted. And the way we have found to do this is with Shaklee's alfalfa acids. Very few live flora are actually able to be in. Definitely have to increase the fiber level. Peristaltic motion, it's like the kneading motion, and it's supposed to be built up if toxicity has backed up. That's going to allow pumping into the blood. And so we find has the liver issue. Gamma linoleic acid, the epipistanic, which that's a really fungus and bacteria it to the child, and you're going to be able to get a lot of in every single day as we're dealing and working with adults and bifidus, the healthy bacteria that's in the Optiflora will candida through the process of healing. One of the first things that we need to do besides using the Candex sicker. And when you're working with this, then you're not going to be having all those die-off symptoms that I described. We've been able to that makes people sick and shake. I want to give you the information concerning how this works. This was dying off, they would make these toxins before they would die. And as the gut was not sometimes incredible cramping, when the yeast was dying off, he's alive is nothing to this toxicity level when you begin to kill him. And one of the issues that I found, fungicides, actual drugs that kill the candida. But what we have found, not only like oil of oregano, that is a yeast fungus killer, Padiaco tea, myrrh, garlic. Our Shaklee garlic is a powerful antifungal, and it will kill yeast. And for me, we, in natural ways, turn this around. And I have been looking for years to go to a better diet, a much better response to the Shaklee supplementation that they're going to be to a better diet, a much better response to the Shaklee supplementation that they're going to be using. And their immune system health is going to be able to respond in higher resistance to disease so that they're going to be able to fight things off. And they're not going to be relying on some levels. They're going to get a much better response to a better diet, a much better response to the Shaklee supplementation that they're going to be using. And their immune system health is going to be able to respond in higher resistance to disease so that they're going to be able to fight things off. And they're not going to be relying on drugs, which just using. And their immune system health is going to be able to respond in higher resistance to disease so that they're going to be able to fight things off. And they're not going to be relying on drugs, which just is going to continue to compound the problem. So as we look at these issues, this, and you can probably see why I've laid the immune system autoimmune issues to take care of the candida issues, and they are going to be able then to have major help with the symptom levels. They're going to get a much better response to a better diet, a much better response to the Shaklee supplementation that they're going to be using, and their immune system health is going to be able to respond in higher resistance to disease so that they're going to be able to fight things off, and they're not going to be relying on drugs, which just is going to continue to compound the problem. So as we look at these issues, this, and you can probably see why I've labeled this guy a terrorist. And now I want to really get into looking at how can we, in natural ways, turn this around. And I have been looking for years to go as natural as possible. There are some testings. I've alluded through this call to the questionnaires, the Candida questionnaire, the wellness profile questionnaire, which is filled out and then fed into the computer that helps to give us levels of nutritional deficiencies, weaknesses in glands and organs, gives us levels of high levels or very high levels of yeast. Also, a home test, a saliva test can be given, and this can be sent via email to people to be able to help them to determine some of these things. Many times, just by listening to the questionnaire, you know, listening to the symptoms that are on the questionnaire, they're going to be able to see, oh my gosh, you know, I have a lot of these things, if they know that they're related to Candida overgrowth. Now, as I have been working in the last 12 years specifically to find a protocol that's going to be as natural as possible, I have worked, and I want to give you just a little background before I get into exactly what we found works the best. Because there are many great herbals that have helped. Things like oil of oregano, that is a yeast fungus killer. Padiaco tea, myrrh. Garlic, our Shaklee garlic is a powerful antifungal and it will kill yeast. And for many people who have decided that they maybe want to do the yeast kill a little faster, they've gone with fungicides, actual drugs that kill the candida. But what we have found, not only is candida a terrorist, when you begin to kill it, he turns into a kamikaze pilot. Because the toxicity level that he makes when he's alive is nothing to the toxicity level when you begin to kill him. And one of the issues that I found as I continued to work with clients, and I worked with as many natural methods as I could, was that the die-off effects were almost worse, if you can believe it, than the symptoms of the yeast that they were dealing with. The gas, the bloating, the sometimes incredible cramping. When the yeast was dying off, they would make these toxins before they would die. And as the gut was not healed yet, they would actually put this higher level into the bloodstream. And we began to see many types of rashes and increased itching and migraine type headaches during the dump. And so I realized that because of all the problems that I saw, if you continue to have yeast, as we worked with killing it, it was so painful for people. And I kept looking. And finally, I was introduced to one of the only non-Shaklee products that I actually recommend for people. And we support it with the entire regimen of nutrition for Shaklee that I'm going to be speaking about. But I need to talk to you about this product. And the title and the name is Candex. It is a product that if you were invited to this call, that the person that invited you can give information on how to get this product. There has been some clinical testing on this, which was very important as I looked into a product. And I want to give you the information concerning how this works. And I have had such fantastic results in the actual getting rid phase of the yeast without the die-off toxins. This was the key that we found. The reason is because this product is an enzyme-based product. Nothing that we have in Shaklee has this type of an enzyme. We have digestive enzymes. We do not have the enzymes that actually will eat the cellulose